Bruce Burrows, president of the Binational Chamber of Marine Commerce, says $50 million in economic activity is generated each day on the St. Lawrence Seaway, but that's being disrupted because a large dam is releasing record sustained levels of water from Lake Ontario.
The output is equivalent to about 4 Olympic swimming pools per second of water now flowing.
The high outflow is meant to reduce flooding along the lakeshore, but captains are dealing with strong currents and speed restrictions, and Burrow says that has slowed cargo deliveries. Elsewhere in the Great Lakes, the higher water levels are helping ships. Captain George Haynes with the Lakes Pilot Association says there's less of a risk of running aground. And in Lake Erie, Haynes says the deeper water allows freighters to load ships with more cargo than he's ever seen before.
There's more benefit, economic benefit, more efficiency for the freighters moving cargo. So it's good in that way.
Whether on Lake Erie or the St. Lawrence River, Haynes says all captains are proceeding with caution because of high currents and the risk of causing wakes that could cause damage along the shoreline. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Payne Horning in Oswego, New York.